Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Grammy Awards are tomorrow. Among big-name nominees such as Taylor Swift, Drake, and John Williams, you'll find some Boston-based audiophiles who crafted this album. Gentleman of Istanbul is up for Best Engineered Classical Album, and it was recorded at a hidden gem of a studio in Roslindale. WBUR's Andrea Shea went there to meet the team behind the music.
A producer, an engineer, and a composer happily reunite in this spacious, ornate room on the third floor of an old Masonic lodge. Sound-absorbing panels blanket the high, vaulted ceiling.
We are at Futura Productions, one of the best recording studios in Massachusetts and beyond.
When composer Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol was ready to record his symphony, A Gentleman of Istanbul, he knew Futura was where it had to happen.
The starting place is always making sure that even when it was being tracked roughly, that it sounds really good. But then all of these other processes take place.
To shepherd the project, Sanlıkol tapped producer Jesse Lewis, who pulled in his team of engineers.
We're obsessed with sound, and we always look for the most wonderful spaces to record music.
Lewis recalls setting up this acoustically pristine space for 18 musicians from the local string orchestra, A Far Cry, a percussionist, and Sanlıkol. He played several instruments, including the piano and his guitar-like Middle Eastern oud.
We had 38 microphones that got mixed into two channels, stereo. And then we were there for a day and a half, and the piece is 38 minutes. That's what this is.
This piece was commissioned by A Far Cry in 2017, and the orchestra asked Sanlıkol to write from his heart. So the Turkish-born musician responded to President Trump's so-called Muslim ban. At the time, Sanlıkol was frustrated by the spate of stereotypical images in the media featuring men on prayer rugs.
I said, let me show you a cosmopolitan Muslim guy from 17th century to put you guys in your place.
Sanlıkol's reality-based character is a sophisticated Ottoman world traveler, and the genre-spanning recording needed to channel that.
Once we were in this big space, in one movement, going from classical, almost a Viennese type of sound, mind you, with an oud inside it, to a jazz ballad in the second movement, of course, poses a number of challenges to the producer and the engineers.
The album sounds seamless, but making it was not. Lewis likens the recording process to gathering raw ingredients for a rich meal.
It's so culinary, right?
Then there's the dicing, slicing, and selecting from multiple takes known as editing. Engineer John Weston, who owns Futura Productions, knows it well.
You're checking for things like accuracy to the written music, but also, most importantly, is the feeling been captured? And then you start to piece the takes together, choosing something from take 4, and then, okay, now here we want to go to take 12, and then is that a good transition? Yes.
While editing, engineers and producers might not want the composer's input, but Sanlıkol says he couldn't help himself.
John knows very well, and Jesse knows to a certain degree, that I'm a bit of an obsessive composer when it comes to post-production. I'll be super honest, I was really doubting my own performance. So I was like, are they going to get the right oud take?
Ultimately, they did. After after editing comes the mixing. It's in part how engineers balance the different instruments captured through more than 36 microphones during recording. Weston pulls up the mixing session on the control room's computer monitor and isolates how a percussion part sounded before they worked their magic.
Notice that you can still hear the string orchestra in the background, but the sound is dominated by the mics that are on the percussion instruments, the block.
And here's how the final mix sounds. Adding pinches of reverb and dabs of processing gets the mix ready for the final step, mastering, which Weston says puts a sheen on the album. But in the end, he adds, the engineer's painstaking finessing and obsessing over details should be imperceptible.
We don't want people to hear it as a recording. We just want them to hear the music. And if we're doing our jobs properly, then they don't think about the technical things.
Now the engineers, producer, and composer Sonlikal are thrilled their independent album is representing Boston at the Grammy Awards.
I mean, what more can anyone who devoted their life to music ask for?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.